in the 1800s in Lithuania and Europe and Eastern Europe, Russia, I discussed with you various reactions to the coming of the Enlightenment of the Haskalah. The yeshiva movement, which I discussed with you over the last two lectures, is one response. Tonight I'd like to discuss with you another response, a response which had great and deep roots within the Jewish people and is even of great influence today, though the movement as itself, as it was once known, no longer exists as a movement within Klal Yisrael. And by that I'm speaking about the Musar movement, the movement of ethics, the movement that came to rebuild the Jewish people from within. The founder of the movement and its greatest protagonist is one of the great men of Israel, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, Rabbi Israel from the village of Salant. Salant is a small Lithuanian-Russian village that in one generation produced three tremendous giants. The first was Rabbi Zundel of Salant, who was a disciple of the Gaon of Vilna. Okay. Rabbi Zundel of Salant was a disciple of the Gaon of Vilna and was a great and holy person. The second person is Rabbi Shmuel of Salant. They all had the same last name, Salant. Rabbi Shmuel of Salant, who at a very early age, when he was yet in his late 20s, emigrated to Jerusalem, and he was the Rav in Yerushalayim for over 70 years, from 1838 to 1909, Rabbi Shmuel Salant. And the third of the great giant, this is a very small town, it's a peanut of a town. The third person is Rabbi Yisrael Salant, or Rabbi Israel of Salant. And he was a master of the epigram, of the quick phrase that was used to describe the situation. So his description of what he came to accomplish, he said that reform came to reform Judaism. He came to reform Jews. And if you want to talk about the Musar movement, that is it in a nutshell. To change Jews, to improve them, not always an easy task, and not always a willing audience. And therefore, the dimensions of the movement are enormous. And its accomplishments are enormous. And its influence is far greater than the limited number of people who actually were the adherents of the Musar movement. Rabbi Yisrael of Salant, when he was yet a young man in the early 1820s, was taken by the personality and the greatness of Rabbi Zundel of Salant. And Rabbi Zundel of Salant many times would go on walks, solitary walks in the woods, to meditate, to contemplate, to pray. Part of the personality of Rabbi Zundel of Salant was that he hid from everyone his piety, his knowledge. He behaved as though he were one of the local teamsters in town. He dressed in that fashion. He never answered directly questions of halachic knowledge that were posed to him. He called himself Zundel, without titles. And Rabbi Yisrael of Salant, who was a very young boy at the time, some say he was 11, some say he was 12, some say he was 14, but he sensed the great soul of this person, and he followed him in the woods. He used to follow and watch him. And he heard his prayers, and he heard his, he saw his service of God. And he decided that he would emulate him. And one day, the